Hello, welcome to the FinTech Scaling Show podcast. If you are like most, you are here because you want to gain insights on how to best scale a business. To achieve optimum scaling, many metrics are important. Sales, leads, cost of customer acquisition, gross revenues. However, as you know, no statistic is as important as profits, both net and gross. For over a decade, your host, Richard Doherty, has helped his clients increase their profits, often turning them into profit-rich winners. To help listeners like you achieve stellar profits in business, Richard has written an ebook entitled Unlock Hidden Profit Zones. It includes profit-making advice from Richard, as well as some of the top guests he's had on the podcast. Just for listening, it is yours free. Simply go to scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. That's scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. Now, over to the show with Richard Doherty, founder and host.
Hello, I'm Richard, a change and transformation consultant and self-confessed fintech enthusiast. And today, we continue our series looking at the evolution of fintech in 2023.
With me now is Ryan King. Super excited to be having a chat with you upstairs at the Amsterdam Fintech Week. And we're going to be jumping into a really cool conversation right now. It's looking at Web3 and the evolution of that, not just now, but also into the future. So let's bring Ryan in. And let's sort of start at the top of the show, Ryan. And it'll be interesting to get your feeling, your market feeling as to what are the top three challenges that are facing fintechs right now as they really look to start thinking about adopting this type of technology.
Only three.
Only two.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Top three challenges. Okay. So first off, the obvious one, understanding, right? So we've still got this, we're years and years and years into this Web3, blockchain, whatever you want to call it, DLT space. I still have people, relatives asking me, you know, what is a Bitcoin? How do I get one kind of thing? There's still this huge gap in understanding. And ultimately, these people are the end customers of your product, right? I mean, from a technological standpoint, there's plenty of expertise out there, but you have to get this to people on the street. That leads us to, I suppose, number two, which would be that I still find personally that a lot of companies in the space emphasize very much the fact that they're using DLT or blockchain or some type of technology, whereas they really have to be focusing on the benefits, because that's all the end customer cares about. It's like, how is this going to save me money? What colors can I get it in? How do I change my avatar? These are the kind of things the average customer cares about, right? And then the third thing, the big one, which I imagine we'll talk about in a moment, is regulation, right? We're still in this gray area. We're seeing some things come online, but we still got lack of clarity, and it's hard to build, especially if you're a big finance organization with a huge risk department. How are you going to build when you don't even know what the law is?
I love it. And touching on the reg side of things. So it's just a bit about my background. I've, you know, come 08, I left Accenture and I jumped into the world of founding my own business, Scale Up Consulting. And we worked with some of the big institutions out there to really help them navigate the regulatory tsunami that hit them. But here's the thing, right? The reg in itself was obviously needed, but very unclear. It was very unclear because it was open for interpretation. But in the UK anyway, there's different bodies that got set up to really bring the industry players together so that ambiguity could be spoken about. And also then as an industry, you know, sort of the solutions come forward and also the opportunities are then seen. And I think through this mechanism anyway, in the larger institutions, it really helped them to, if you're on top of the ball and really, you know, thinking about how to evolve your business and rather than just be regulatory compliant, it helped people really make their mark in the sector. And we look now at the players such as, for example, JP Morgan and what they're doing in the market. They took a very bullish view to regulation. They took a very bullish view to fintech and what they should be doing in the ecosystem. And their balance sheet has, you know, we all know what's going on right now. So as we continue this evolution in compliance and also sort of on the regulatory framework inside fintechs, how do you think fintechs should, or leaders in fintech should continue to, how can they continue to innovate? Although that there is this sort of pending tsunami and this burden of reg.
Okay, let's firstly establish it. It's, you know, it's important everybody sort of understands and gets on the page that this isn't necessarily a bad thing, right? For a start, this regulation is necessary. Governments are always going to be sensitive, extra sensitive when something threatens financial control, financial stability, when it reaches customers where it hurts them. So it's good. And from a perspective of us in the industry, it gives us something that we can build to as well. So we should also welcome it. And I think that brings me to what I would say is the best way forward. The true innovation, innovating in the face of compliance, is automating that process, right? Let's automate more of these rules into the technology itself. Instead of having, this is where we can sort of almost build back better. I don't like to use that phrase, but you know what I mean? Because the current system, when you're going through these compliance things, there's ultimately some guy who has to sit down and look at a document and eyeball it and go, yeah, this is or it isn't valid. Look at a copy of a passport and go, okay, I believe this person or not. But this stuff can all be automated. And since we're building this from fresh, these tools, we should be automating that in. As a customer goes to purchase something, whether it's a security or whatever it is, it should be an automatic process to check to make sure that I've got the right passport, that I'm an accredited investor. This can all be automated. That would be the ultimate, both the solution and the best way to establish this as a very innovative space.
Want to increase the profits in your business? Download Richard's ebook right now, Unlock Hidden Profit Zones. It will help you find new ways to increase your profits. Best of all, it's free. Go to scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. That's scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up.
Love that answer. You know, really, really great answer. And it gives us some insight as to, you know, how leaders out there should be thinking when it comes to being compliant. Think big, think digital, and then, you know, you're going to start unlocking some opportunities. And as we get to the final furlong of our little session here, and we start looking into 2023 and thinking, okay, you know, 2022 was a bit of a, you know, let's say it's a bit of a crappy year in some instances when it comes to some stuff that's happening in the fintech industry. What do you think are, you know, the top two or three opportunities out there for fintechs and fintech leaders to really explore as we move forward into the coming year?
That's a great question. Once again, only two or three, but okay. That's a great thing.
Takeaways.
Yeah, okay. No, there's a lot of great opportunities. The great thing is you said it was a bad year, but downturns always bring opportunities to those people who see them. Not just in our space, I mean, in the world in general, right? Take, for example, the Ukraine issue, right? Right. That's opened up the fact that we still haven't figured out this remittances thing yet, right? We're very far away from having figured that out. There's a lot of opportunity to be made there. And it's not always possible for people to sit down and set up the infrastructure before they move. They don't always know in advance something can happen. They have to suddenly move. This is a huge space. It's wide open to me. I would expect to see more innovation in there. I think bringing together the liquid pools that we have in the TradFi and the DeFi space, like in a much more connected way, we've got people in the DeFi space who've made money. They would like to broaden their investment scope, get something maybe a little bit more stable with a little bit of a lower yield, but less risk. That's hard. And then going the opposite way as well to diversify your traditional portfolio into a bit of crypto. Again, you're managing these as separate things. There needs to be a bridge there. And then thirdly, related back to what we just talked about, implementing these regulations. As these regulations are coming in, building them at a technological level, as I said, but as they get more and more clear, this is a huge opportunity, not just for the companies that deal in those products, but there's third-party opportunities. So just to give one random example, to give you an explanation, but like with these European regulations that are coming in, MiCA, crypto assets regulation, there's this little thing hidden deep in it that suggests, if we're reading it correctly, that things like Bitcoin and Ethereum, because they don't have a central issuer, the exchanges will have to write a white paper for Bitcoin in order to list it legally in Europe, which means that out there, there's a company that could potentially make a fortune from writing a legally compliant Bitcoin white paper and distributing it to exchanges. And that's just one example. And this goes all across the space. So there's a lot of opportunity in just implementing the regulations as they come up. And now that we know what they are.
Brilliant. And, you know, some great thoughts there. I think for anyone out there that's looking at 2023 and beyond, some really great insights. I really enjoyed our conversation and looking forward to enjoying the rest of the day with you.
Yeah, me too. We've got a great crowd here, a lot of great people. And yeah, just looking forward to seeing more of the speeches. And thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the FinTech Scaling Show podcast. Please take advantage of the free gift Richard has waiting for you. It's his new ebook, Unlock Hidden Profit Zones. Simply go to scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. That's scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up.